Track 4, from the Canal Harbour to Rådhustorget, the central square. Now turn around and go back a bit on Bastugränd. Then turn right to Hamngatan, which is a parallel street to Bastugränd. Look at the map if you're not sure where to go. Hamngatan was during the Middle Ages a 4 or 5 meter wide stone paved street. On this street there were large merchant houses. Most streets were log roads, with logs split in half, rounded side up. When too much waste and dung covered the street, a new layer was simply put on top. Up to 17 street layers have been found. Parallel to Hamngatan run so-called smaller water alleys. They could be very narrow, not more than 70 or 80 centimeters. These water alleys were crowded with people and cattle. There wasn't very much room to breathe.
In the alleyways, there have been many archaeological discoveries. For example, a flute, a medieval skate, a whistle, spoons, and the toilet paper of the past, a smooth and flat wooden stick. In Repslagare Gränd in 1996, a still-working wooden water pipe was discovered. The many discoveries made in Söderköping are due to the fact that the town is standing on a layer of clay, which is up to 40 meters thick. Much of what lies underground gets preserved in the dense blue clay. Even organic materials, such as fabrics, leather, and wood.
From Hamngatan, you arrive at Rådhustorget. Go out in the square, sit down on one of the benches there, and continue to listen. It was at the beginning of the 11th century that the town development increased in Söderköping. As early as 1250, the medieval town had reached its maximum size. The town plan is still visible in today's streets. Rådhustorget has always been here. Sometimes the square has been larger, and sometimes it has been covered with planks. Beneath the cobblestones, there is a 2 meters deep layer with 11 strata of cultural remains. Discoveries have been made of shops, workshops, and dwelling houses. Closest to the river at the side of the square is Rådhuset, the town hall. The first town hall from around 1250 was built of stone and had sod roof. During the 15th century, a tower and crow-stepped gables were added. In 1567, Söderköping got involved in the Northern Seven Years' War and was burnt down. But already 10 years later, there was a new town hall built at the square, a brick building with archways.
In the winter of 1567, the Danish commander Daniel Rantzau marched through Östergötland and ravaged everything in his way. Opposing the Danes was a weakened Sweden, led by the mentally confused king, Erik XIV. The inhabitants of Söderköping wanted to save their town and offered to pay $10,000 as a tax to the commander so that he wouldn't burn down the town. News of this got to the Swedish troops, who couldn't accept that the people of Söderköping tried to buy their freedom. So instead, the Swedish attacked the town, and after a day's ravaging, they set fire to it and then fled. Shortly thereafter, the Danes marched into town. Even if much was already destroyed, there was much for the Danes to grab. Rantzau writes in his diary, "Of all the towns in the Kingdom of Sweden, Söderköping is one of the greatest, noblest, and richest. It is located only 12 miles from the Baltic Sea, next to a beautiful navigable river, from which you can go to the Baltic Sea by ship. In town, there was also wonderfully rich booty, particularly a splendid supply of wine, mead, beer, schnapps, and other drinks. And even if most cellars were damaged by fire, our men could still get their needs filled. By the water, there were several granaries, where the Swedish king has stored a real good amount of corn, some houses filled with bread, others with salt, and yet others with other foods. The Danish army took what they wanted and then burned several ships in the harbor and what was left of the town.
When the harbor lost its importance due to the elevation of the land, the town got poorer. The town hall fell into decay. Today's town hall was constructed in 1777. Behind Rådhuset, the town hall, there is also a sound installation at the other side of the small river. There you can hear the sounds of the medieval town's harbor and sounds from the market at the square.